Now, I'll do my best to say a share today. Okay. Let's just outline the more of the problems. The more it says like this. Amar Rabba, Zorak Kaili Mirosh Agag, Uboache Vashibra Vamapot Potter. My time and morning to Ritova. Here the Gemara does not give any hesper whatsoever for Rabba. Roma Rabba, Zorak Kaili Mirosh Agag, was a taft of Kormok Sassos, was Silkan, and called him a Silkan Potter. My time reading the Shadi Psukim and Sagiri. Does this one have anything to do with the other? Maybe yes, maybe no. Whereas another member of Rabbah, Roma Rabbah, Zeratine Roshaga, Rachav Kibosai, Pluto Yerum Se Rabbon. Okay, now. There are two separate issues here. How to square this Gemara, the Gemara in Zion on my base. Number one. Number two, is it all one issue or two issues? So, the Gemara after Zion Hamid Beis begins with Rava has a question. That is used to, we have a halacha of tzoros, whatever tzoros is. But when we have a halacha of tzoros, kocho is tzoros. When the tzoros is kocho, it's something else. Kocho tzoros. So gufo, the difference is gufo is nezek sholem, and tzoros is chatzi nezek. Now, what happens if the animal kicks a keli and it bangs into the wall? When it kicked it, it didn't damage. Bangs into the wall. Morris says it depends. Something may korah or basa tova mora. And the Gemara then says, well, after all, Rabbi already told us what this is Rabbi. But Rabbi said, Zorak Kaili Mirosh Agag. The Gemara says, Zorak Kaili Mirosh Agag is either because of Bosomaker or Bosomaker doesn't get involved in that. And the Gemara goes, Tana Rosh Machat Mikhail Dli, Dolu Kamei Amine. The simple way Rashi learns the sugya. Basa made kara, it's gufo. Basa tova mon, it's kocho. Ozu minei minei, when Rashi says, what is it? He pushed it into the wall. It didn't. Okay, it's gufo. Then the question is, so Rashi doesn't have a problem. There is a problem how we paskin. And Rabbi Abaya, he was not forced by any brisa to take sides on it. His Rebbe Rabba already had one opinion, but apparently he wasn't convinced. Okay, no. So if that's the way you look at it, so some Rishonim say it's a Bible Lishita, Balamor. Some say if Rabba was clear and his Talmud Rabba wasn't clear, we go like Rabba. Okay. But then, that's if you come from the descendants of Rashi. But then the riff messes everything up here. The psak of the riff. Because he pasn, because of mine omine. Also, mine omine would imply that he paskins. Basatovam, basatovam mana. And he paskins or kidim or shagan, gwacham shimma makapon. What do you do? So, you have two approaches in understanding the riff. Rambam Rashba on the one hand, and the Ramban on the other hand. The Rashba redefines what throws us. Soros is the mazik, it has physical contact. So, mechatatim b'chevot li. What is mechatatim b'chevot li? You have the Torah goes pecking at the rope. The rope falls and li breaks. So, If that's what happens, there was no contact between the Mazik and the Nizik, Tsroros. On the other hand, he pushed it, because of Minei, he doesn't like Minei, Minei, Minei. So there was physical contact, it's not Tsroros. If you take a look in the Rambam describes the situation similar to the Rashba. Except the Rambam Perish Mishnayos has a different definition. Sroros is I do A that causes B. Maisa A causes Maisa B. But if I just do Maisa A, that's not Sroros. Okay. So they do not define Sroros as Kocha. And this will play large when we get into our whole issues of Regal. Okay. Rambam comes from a totally different angle. Ramban Ramban comes from a totally different angle. Ramban says like this, and the Ramban makes one fundamental assumption, which is not difficult, that the issue here of Ritzicha and Mazik is one issue. Now, here's the Gemara in Sinai, and the Gemara makes it totally in Rebbe Yehuda and the Rambam. Now, be very careful with the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, he called Atzara b'nei Adam v'atzara makos v'meis. Ben v'zachas, ben v'zachas, v'ptura. Rebbe Yehuda omer v'zah v'zach, v'chai v'nei shakir v'smisos. We have a ma'aser tzicha of 10 people. Can you mechayev all of them or not? Or Rav Yochanan, shnei mikra chadorsha. It's one point. Yish ki yachid kol nefesh adam. Rabbanan savri kol adika kol nefesh. You have to be the exclusive rotzeach. You're not the exclusive rotzeach in Rechayev is. And Rav Yochanan Sarah says, kol du nefesh. Even a small amount. And who... Was it all ten achayev? No. The last one's chayev. Okay. Because of that, Amar Rava. Hakom modim b'hori yaseh treyfe shul potim. The goal says b'day shamayim shul chayev. Malach ma b'gol says b'day odo. Ma medam ilo le treyfe. Ma medam ilo le goal says b'day shamayim. That means what happens as follows. Not that Reuven hits him and Shimon hits him. A rock falls on him and he's bleeding. And Shimon is a very kind person. I'll finish him off so he doesn't have to suffer. Everyone says chayiv. What? He doesn't have to do the entire marriage of tzitzich, but he's the exclusive rotzeach. The machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda ben Seir and Chachamim is the exclusive rotzeach. Do you need? What happens if you have a number of people participating in the mitzicha? Rabbanan say it's only if you have one rotzeach, multiple rots from everyone's bottom. Rabbanan say it says even a number. Okay. So comes along the Ramban and says as follows. Let's begin with mitzicha, and then we'll get back to Masa.
Wait, so the
machlokas
is even b'vas achas?
What?
So the
machlokas
is even
b'vas achas? The machlokas, let's just read the Gemara. Just read what it says. I just read the words. He called Atzor ben Adam. That's our mark. Ben b'vas achas, ben b'vas achas.
He's asking why, according to Yehuda ben Beseira, the Vasachas is Imoide Pturin if you don't need an exclusive rotzeach.
Because, very simple. There's no one, you all need one rotzeach. One rotzeach. Fact is, if I have 10 rotzeachim and I'm the one who finishes it off, then I'm going to be chayev. The way I see it, because The last ten seconds, he killed him.
So
was
the suffix until
that? What? But if Atzor ben Yonim b'vatsachas, so even then, Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira would say that Hanoraz ben Mizach ben Mizach zeptur. So Mizach, why? Because there's no. You can only have one rotzeach. There's only one rotzeach. There's no such thing as two rotzim. There's one rotzeh. So zeh and zeh, I have the last one, he finishes it off, he's the rotzeh. He doesn't have to do the entire rotzeh, but he finishes it off. But vatsachas, there's no one, is either 10 or 0. So it's 0. So
the
Rabban.
Zeh and zeh, the problem is it's not kol nefesh.
Yeah. Okay. So Rabban says like this. So what does that mean? You have Maaseh Tzricha done by two people. Maaseh Tzricha done by two people. That's what the machlokas is. Very simple. The Ramban turns it around. It says like this. What is the machlokas basamikar basatova mana? Machlokas basamikar basatova mana is person by Kara, I did an entire Maaseh Tzricha. That is one Maaseh Tzricha. Anything that happens after that is after the Maaseh Tzricha. I did something, I began something, and there's an inevitable consequence. That's all one big Maaseh of mine. And if I dropped this Tinoch off the roof, and he's going to fall on the ground, and when he falls, and it's inevitable that he falls on the ground, and going to get killed? So my dropping him off is a full Maaseh Tzricha. Because an inevitable consequence, and that is a full Maaseh Tzricha. That's a full Maaseh Tzricha. There's not a second Maaseh Tzricha. But if what is, and Basa Tova Mana says what? No. If nothing happened yet, I did one Maaseh. There's a joint Maaseh Tzricha. Joint Maaseh Tzricha by the two people together. Okay. So he said, so comes the Ramban says, so if I did a full Maaseh Tzricha and someone else comes, when he says Kameis, that's why I said, I gave one pshat the other day, and I said, if that pshat is true, The whole thing makes no sense. When he's a mace, he's metame mace, and no. His wife's still an ashes, yes. If I throw an adult, if a man off, and the roof, and he's falling, his wife's still an ashes, and if that's one child, and a child dies before he hits the ground, she's kukali ibum. 10,000 differences. No question. Life. But once the full ma'aser tzicha done, there's not a second ma'aser tzicha. Everything that part of his ma'aser is all the inevitable consequences of his ma'aser. It's all part of his ma'aser. So once I did a ma'aser tzicha, it's finished. He says, "Basa tov amar." It's that's a very simple thing. Basa tov. We tell them what it is. They have a ma'aser tzicha, a number of different people together. Oh, a number of people, different people together. That's what we're saying. Okay. Oh. And Ramban says, and because the Ramban then goes back to Zohar Kedem Rosh Hagak. Because according to Ramban, it's all one issue of Moshe Mekar Bosadam. He says, if I did a full ma'aser math, that means I dropped the keli me rosh agag. Bosa me kora means I did it for my samazik. Once I did it for my samazik, my mice includes all the inevitable consequence. It includes my mice means I broke it to pieces. That's it. Manitoba. So what the Mara says, he broke a broken keli. But what happens if I broke a keli? A Maisa Mazak has begun and someone else finishes off the Maisa Mazak. Comes Ramban and says, no, this is what Rabbi says. In Mitzicha, there's only one Rotzeach. But if once a Maisa Mazak has begun, even though it's not finished, the Keli has no value. Nafgamina, what will be as follows? For instance, let's say, Nafam in a gag. A person slipped off the gag and someone kibbled b'sayif. Not that someone threw him off the gag. Nafam in a gag. So, there's no, so then there's only one rotzeach. The whole thing is, the Ramban says, is there one rotzeach or not one rotzeach? Because the Gemara says, "Go see the Shemayim." What is it? Yeah, he's inevitably going to die, but there's no other Rotzeach. An avalanche fell, and he's bleeding to death. No, then everyone says Chayiv. There's no other. The holy shayla is, can I have multiple Rotzeach? That's the whole thing. Can I have multiple Rotzeach? That's the issue. And according to the Ramban, what do we say? Now let's say there's a Kedi Barosh Hagag and Ruach Shein and Mitzvah. I don't want to get into all the different things that will take, but simple. Ruach Shein and Mitzvah takes it and it's falling down. There's one Mazik. No Mazik Hezek has been done. So now I understand what Tosis is in Yitzayin and Mitzvah. What it's also saying in Zion and Mid-Bais. There's a difference if you throw the keli or throw the rock to the keli. If I throw the keli, I did a ma'aser mazik. I did something to the keli. If I throw a rock to the keli, I didn't do anything to the keli yet. When the rock hits the keli, I did something to the keli. You understand exactly where Tosis is coming from. Now, according to the Ramban, once all Ramban says is as follows. That if I say Bosa Meikara, so I did it for Ma'aser Mazik, so of course he's going to be potter. But what happens if I begin the Ma'aser Mazik and someone finishes off? You don't have the Gzeres HaKotav Kigachish Kol Nefesh Odom. But something else, a Keli where Ma'aser Mazik has begun has no value. Not I value something in its current situation. No. I had to back off of that. Why? That was the suggestive pshat, the easiest pshat. But the problem with that pshat is, when I bumped, as I mentioned at the end of the shiur that Sunday, was it mikra mace? So Ramban says, if I say mekorish, he's a mace. He's dead. He's not dead. No one said he's dead. No one said he's dead. So he's alive. He's not Motam and Mace, and his wife's still an Ashish ish. 100 different nafkaminas. He can still do tshuva while he's falling down. Now, this interesting Rambam. Rambam is the Rambam with a twist. The same thing, but he twists around. Both of Ram parts and both of me cover. There's the Rambam here. Sorry, Kelly Meroshagak. Oi. Zur Kalim Rosh Hagag Lord. Well here tacht of Kalim. We called them Elchav Shirum Bakul, Kishuba Abe. Rosh Hagag Lord, how is it? Well, Achapok, Shil Shibir Elo Kalish is so full he shove. Meyad Bavadai. That means it's immediate and definitely. It means there's no way of saving this Kalim. It's immediate, miyad, bevadai. It's not that I could have saved it, I didn't save it, I might have been able to save it. No. If it could have been saved and someone didn't save it, I'm not talking about that. When Nim said to Shova, Kaylee Shova, Rain said to Goran. Now, what does he mean by Goran? Where's he coming from, Goran? Okay, I said when we began with Chavola, Rabbi Chaim says we'll get back to Goran. Okay. What are we talking about here? Mora says like this. Zor keli merosh hagag, while you talk of karmic sources. Vachem et silka, al kodem et silkan pot. My time of the evening of the shayli psukim is comes along the riff, and since we don't like pots like rabbits. Why don't we pass like Rabba? Rabba is going. What's that? Dead Rabba, let's say Dinadagami, he doesn't believe it. We believe in Dinadagami. Okay. You have to, according to 90% of Rishonim, there are two levels of Rabba. Rabba is Potter and Garmi is Chayim. What is the case here? Zohar Kelim Rosh Hagag. If you take a look at the Rambam, earlier, Rambam says, Kol Hagorim Lahazik, Momen Chavero Chayef, Lishalim Nezik Sholim. Even I'm not the final one who finishes off. I throw my own keli merosh hagag. I recover Kilo shivro biyado. She the korah mitzvot is korah moshi yishoven. Zor korah shal chaveru meirosh hagag. al gabe karam ksos shel bala kevi the kodem bala kevi the hisi ha karam atzor chayv shizor hu agon and her misha. So what is happening here? It's better to be healthy. Okay. You have, each person did not do a maisa mazik by himself. Two people each did an independent maisa, and they combine A plus B, I get a maisa hazik. Ram says that's garmi. What is it? There is the Gemara Daf Nun Gimel. Two people do a Maisa Hezek together. Okay? Or two animals do a Maisa Hezek together. So, sure Psulim Ekdoshim that does a Nagicha is Potter. If two Shvarim do a Nagicha together, so what's Amos? Each one did half, each one did the whole. Difference is that for one reason you part the one, the other one has to pick up the balance. Rav Nosson says when we part the Rav Nosson, Zekul Hezekakov, Zekul Hezekakov. So you have a Maisa Hezek, one dropped the keli, and one pulled the karmuksosis out. Each by itself is not a Maisa Hezek. Jointly it is a Maisa Hezek. So what do you say? When I can be Machayev both, each is 50-50. If I can't be Machayev both, for whatever reason, the other is 100. The Rambam, let's get to the Rambam's definition of Garmi. Rambam's definition of Garmi, according to almost everybody, is as follows. I do something that the... What is a normal mazik? Maka behemia shomena. What is that? I take an axe and I chop off the cow's head. Plain and simple. I did a maisa, physical act to a physical object. Okay. But not all damage is physical. Not all damage is physical. And not all acts are physical. So, the Rambam says, I'll give you an example, which is groma. I have a birdhouse. I have all my beautiful pet birds. So let's say I'm growing pigeons or whatever reason. And it's high up. And I have a nest, and it's near the edge of my property, and I have a neighbor, and he puts up a ladder, and within the next week or two some cats are going to come by, climb up the ladder and eat the birds. Putting up the ladder, there's no immediate consequence to anything. It depends on a future development. According to the Rambam, anything that depends on a future development is a groma. All I did is put up the ladder, yes. But, so if there's a bird, if there's a cat waiting to jump and I put it up and I enable it, it's one thing. But if I know in the next month or so some cat's going to come around and climb up the ladder and eat the birds, it's a groma. No immediate consequence of damage to anything I did. Now, but we'll give you an example but let's say it's not physical damage, loss of money. For instance, I have a shtar. And this is halacha, I'm not getting into the details of it, I'll just tell you what the halacha is. I have a shtar that I can collect 1,000 shekel from someone. I don't have to wait around. I sell that shtar to somebody for 900 shekel, go collect it. Okay. I gave him the rights to collect my debt. Okay. Then, and he pays me 900 shekel. And then, what do? I'm mochel the chov. Chov's gone. He paid 900, a piece of paper is a worthless piece of paper. I did a mice. It's not a physical act. It's a mechila. I was mafsed him mormon in a direct way. So if the rosh is chavero, I have a star. The moment I have a star against you, I can collect from you. I can collect from your property, and I have a shibud on your property. Someone comes along and burns the star. What does he do by burning the star? He cancels out the shibud. There's a present damage that's done. Doesn't have to be physical damage, canceling out a shibud. But there's something I'm doing, canceling out a shibud. And there's another case, for instance. Halacha is like this. If I have a vineyard, there's kila akeren. Kila akeren means if the vineyard creeps into a wheat field, so let's say I have a vineyard and I have a wall. And you have a wheat field right next to it and there's a wall separating. So let's say something happens to the wall. Halacha is, calls when I intend on fixing the wall, the kerem doesn't offset the wheat. But let's say I plan on doing it, then I'm a yayish. The moment I'm a yayish, bang. All your wheat's also. I render your wheat also bahano, useless. I didn't do a physical act. Rama says two people doing half an act together is also a garmi. And two people doing an act of hesed together, that's from Nosson. Zekula Zekakova, Zekula Zekakova. Now, this is how the Rambam interprets. This is the rib. Of course, that's why. The Rambam, that's why Reb Chaim said, people want a medayik, and the Rambam, it can be medayik, you can do all the diyukim we want, but you have to take everything in context. Did the Rambam agree with the Rosh about Shevas? He didn't agree with the Rosh about Shevas. Go, I said, we'll understand it better when we get done. Okay. Well, there's no direct damage I did to anyone. It's a maniyas harevach. I prevented you from earning a day's wages. If there's a chov, I cancel out. I did a direct damage. I asked your tefuah. It's a direct. I burned the shtar and I canceled out the shibudim. It's a direct damage. Two people doing a mitzvah hesek together, and it's a direct damage. A menia serevach, the Rambam said, that's a grama b'yalma. Roshos. Now the Russian Tosas have very different definitions of grama. We'll see. Get back to the Tosas. But the Rambam. So what the Rambam is saying is as follows. Now, the Rambam says as follows. The Rambam paskins. What does the Rambam say? He takes the same idea of the Ramban and says as follows. I say, Vosamei Kora. Zor Keli Mirosh Agag. I did a full Maisa Mazik. The moment I did a full Maisa Mazik, so what you do, if the two people did together a Maisa Mazik, so that's Garmi. That's Karamut Zosis. But if I did a full Maisa Mazik, because I passed a Meikara, so then the other one's Potter, because it's not a Gorin. So I did a full Maisa Mazik, so my mice includes A, what I did, plus the inevitable consequence. The inevitable consequence is going to be miyad. It's finished. Rambam is very, very straightforward. No. See, what the Rambam is similar to the Ramban. Now, how does the Rambam paskin in Zarakim? Paskins. Does he bring the halacha? He doesn't bring the halacha. Let's see when he brings the halacha to the Yerubim Sheif. Dal mitzvah halacha vav. Kol asur b'nei adam, b'asa machlas. Then she called back. It's going for Purim. Then he says, she never called me for sure. What she echoed, she heard call on Ephesh. What didn't go to Chofo Shnayim? Or she killed Kavshu Shnayim, or Tochamayim? She robbed him Yoshim, Yotze Chetz Meneim. Go on for Purim. Okay, now. What about Zohar Tinoch Merosh Hadat? Rabba says what? Rabba says, why? Rabba says, Zohar Kini Merosh Hadat, Baruch Rishibu Mako. But, so why? Because the first person did an entire Maisa Masa. L'chora, Rabba says, what about Ritzicha? Amar Rav, Zarev Tinik, Moshe Hadat, Dibur Zayef. That's all. He's different. He's not like the Ramban, he's very smooth here. What is the Rambam doing here? So apparently, the Rambam is not completely comparing Masa to Ritzicha. Ramban has a very simple equation comparing Masa to Ritzicha. But the Rambam, wait a second. The Rambam has one great advantage. He doesn't quote Halacha. So you don't know what he says. So if the whole sugya is one continuum, so it should be the Zorek and the Tinoch should be Chayev. So, but wait a second. So, Rabbi is also made Karaz Linen. So, no. It says it depends on the Yerubim Sarah Rabban. So, apparently, the Rabban is making a chiluk between Mazik and Rotzeach. Right? And they did everything very, very neatly today. I'm leaving one thing open for tomorrow. But this is the one hole. I'm trying to understand where the Ramban's coming from. The Ramban comes out very smooth. Because according to the Ramban, it's one conceptual suit. But apparently, according to the Ramban, it's not one. Conceptual sugya. What it is they're similar cases. And the halacha is different here, the halacha is different there. But we'll have to understand the difference between the tzicha. Now then we get into Tosis. Tosis says, Zarakina Moshe. So Domila Akhfeifa, the pot of Kulav. What is it? It's the Doma not to Trefa. What is a Doma to? It's Doma to the ghost is for Yadam, but also the Shammai. Why Trefa is different? It's a whole thing. We'll have to, that means Shemblin that will also finish off tomorrow.